Coming up on this episode of Nintendo Cartridge Society, only two more badges, and Toad becomes an Eagle Scout. It's dangerous to go alone, so the Nintendo Cartridge Society goes with you. Welcome to Nintendo Cartridge Society. My name is Patrick Ellers, and I am joined, as I am always joined, by my co-host, Mark Mitchell. Mark, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm trying to think of anything interesting in my life that is worth talking about, and I've got nothing. It's a dry week.
That's grim. How can it be nothing? You're visiting your family. You are broadcasting from a library.
Yeah.
Like, you look like a college professor when we do these remote recordings.
Yeah, you do have to be honest. I'm recording and sitting in front of a book, like a bookshelf. And do you have to be honest.
That's true.
Do you respect me more when we're recording like this?
No. No, because I know those aren't your books.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I know it's a lie. is a library that you could take Zoom calls in front of like an aspirational thing for you? Is that something that you would like to have at some point in your life? A room full of books that you could just like pose in front of?
Take photos in front of.
Yeah.
Pose for like a portrait painting. Yeah, I think that is a good aspiration to have. But no, I don't really like collecting things. I don't really like having a lot of things. And so but I guess maybe if I had like a wing of my house dedicated to books, that could be nice.
Yeah, I mean, it could definitely be nice. Also, I know you're are you still buying all those Star Wars High Republic books as they come out?
I buy them all digitally.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
That makes sense. No, I pick them up. So then why are you buying them when you haven't gotten around to reading them?
Wait.
If you're getting them digitally.
I am happy to answer that question, but yeah. Then I want to follow it up with what how would it make a difference? Like I have no good reason to buy them and not read them, but I feel like that's like I don't have a good reason to tell you, but I don't think me buying them digitally, for me personally, I don't think buying them digitally or physically makes a difference in that equation.
So for me, because I am also buying all of them like the day they come out, and I am still like halfway through the second of phase two. Anyway, doesn't matter. I'm behind on the books, but I buy them all physically. And part of the reason that I do that is then it means that I have like the first printing of that book.
Oh yeah.
Right. Whereas like if when I finally get around to, you know, reading phase three or whatever, I want one of the books. I don't know A, if I'll be able to find it at all. And B, if I can find it, if it'll be like from the original printing or like, you know, a reissue of it or something.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And I feel like the other benefit of buying them physically is you have the possibility of seeing them in your collection and being like, oh yeah, I should read that. Whereas I just buy them and then don't download them to any device.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's
it's just
right.
Like, huh.
I've got one of them sitting on my nightstand right now.
Yeah.
It's not motivating me to read it. But if you would like to support these and other destructive habits of both Mark and I, you can go to patreon.com/Nintendo Cartridge Society, where you can check out our Patreon. If you support us there at the 8-bit or 16-bit levels, you can get access to our once-a-month episodes of miniseries that we do. We have just finished NCS Goes Broadway. We are revisiting NCS Detective Club with a new episode at the end of this week. And starting in January, we are doing a brand new miniseries, NCS Arcade.
Which I'm really excited for. We're going to be playing games that neither Patrick or I have finished that are available on Nintendo Switch Online and Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion pack, and we're starting with The Legend of Zelda Minish Cap, which I think is going to be a really cool one to kick off with. I know that a lot of people really love this game, and I've always had a really hard time getting through it, and so I'm excited to have a reason to finish it.
Yeah, this is a game that I've played the first, like, 2 hours of, maybe, like, six times.
Not even that long ago you made another attempt.
It's true, I don't know if I'm going to start all the way over. Yeah, I will. I'll start all the way over. Who am I fooling? It'll be fun. I think they're all going to be like kind of meteor experiences. Like, I don't think we're going to play like Devil World, for example.
Right.
If you would like to play along with us, get in there, sign up for the Patreon, and play these games as they appear on a service you may already be subscribing to. A quick shout out to our new patron, one new patron this week, Alias X. Thank you so much for subscribing. Thank you to everyone who supports us on the Patreon. And then also we have a Discord, which if you are interested in hanging out in that Discord and having conversations with people who are interested in Nintendo and in this show, all you gotta do is email us at nintendocartridgesociety@gmail.com. And we will send you an invitation. You jump in, you have a good time talking Nintendo with all of us. Mark, we've got a little more business before we get to the actual ranking of Super Mario Brothers Wonder Badges. We've got a debug.
Yeah.
We made a mistake.
Kind of. Yeah, kind so of. On Tuesday's episode, during 4:33, we were talking about the Rankin and Bass holiday specials, like
right.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, and Year Without a Santa Claus. One of them was called Nestor the Christmas Donkey.
Yes.
And first of all,
we're not allowed to talk about this donkey.
That's right. It's forbidden because Nestor. Well, I can't. Can I?
You can't even explain why. Yeah.
Go back and listen to the episode that we did where our hobby horses were ranked, and
yes.
You will understand why we're bumping up against Nestor. But there's a Christmas donkey in both Patrick and I's life, and it was not Nestor. And so we couldn't remember what the name of this Christmas donkey is.
Right. And I remembered that he was Italian.
And you'd guessed Antonio, which was really close, but it turns out that the Christmas donkey is in fact Dominic.
Dominic the Christmas Donkey. Yeah, that's right. So we regret our error by omission that his name is Dominic and not Antonio. And definitely not Nestor, which we're not allowed to talk about. Are we not allowed to talk about the character at all or Nestor's funky bowling?
I think we're not allowed to talk about Nestor the character at all.
Okay, all right. So this part stricken from the record. This didn't happen.
Yeah, this didn't happen.
All right, Mark, let's get into it. Let's rank the badges from Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Okay, so we got a lot of badges here, right? We've got 24 different badges.
Before we get too far into this, there is a like special badge that unlocks when you 100% the game. That's the only way that you can earn it. And we're going to be talking about that badge freely. So, and all of the badges, all the other badges. So if you have not played the game or you don't want to be spoiled on the surprise of the final badge, now is your opportunity to turn back and you can join us again when you have finished it.
I'll also just say that while the final badge that you get when you've 100% of the game, while it is surprising, it's not like a satisfying surprise. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
there are so many parts of the game that of Super Mario Bros. Wonder that conclude in really like interesting ways that I wouldn't want to have spoiled for me. I was careful not to spoil them as we were talking about the game on other episodes of this show. But I do think that the sound off badge, there's a question mark in its name, is interesting, but not particularly. It's not like a rewarding thing where when you get it, you go like, ah, yes, now
totally.
I understand.
No, it feels like a very Nintendo thing where like in Breath of the Wild, you collect all the Korok seeds and, you know,
you get a poop.
You get, yep. You know, and then in this, you 100% the game, and it's not like there's like a super amazing cool badge that is only available if you 100% the game. It's very like tongue-in-cheek sort of reward.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. So, okay, we've got 24 badges here, like I said, and they are divided up into like kind of four or three main categories, right? It's kind of really like two categories, right? But they are like visually separated into three. And the first category is like badges that give you a new ability, a new move.
Yeah, in right? the game they're called action badges.
I'm so glad they have names and that you have them readily available.
So the first group is like action badges. I would say these are the ones that are most common in the game because there are badge challenges that you encounter and like each one mm-hmm. is introduced to you. And definitely the ones that I was using the most personally.
Yeah, I mean, there are some of the passive badges, which is that what they're called, passive badges?
So there's action badges, there yeah. are boost badges, boost and there badges. Are expert badges.
Expert badges, okay. So the boost badges are, they sort of like change your default state. You don't have to like do anything to activate them. Although some of these you do kind of have to do something to activate. But anyway, it's less about... it's less about giving Mario like a new ability that you have to trigger and more about an ability that like he just sort of passively has. And when I right. say Mario, I'm referring to any of the playable characters.
Yes, that's right.
All of them. Yeah, that's right. And then the expert badges, they do something to like fundamentally change the way the character like operates. And sometimes in a much more challenging way, usually in a way that is both transformational and challenging.
Yeah, I mean, I think expert badges is a good name for them because yeah. it's not that they're without general utility for the most part, but they are kind of like, oh, I could see speedrunners using these or people that want right. like an additional challenge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's. How do you want to approach this?
I think to start, maybe we just quickly run through all of the badges
okay.
and a quick description of what they do, and then we can start figuring out how we want to sort it or whatever.
Do we want to like maybe start like talking tiers while we do this too?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. And that can just go in the C column here that we got.
And this, of course, is going to be a definitive ranking. So even though I'm sitting in front of a intimidating bookcase, I just want to double check with you, Patrick, and make sure that we're still going to be friends at the end of this exercise.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine to still be friends. And I think the library that you're sitting in front of increases the like gravity of this, right? That it makes it feel more definitive.
It's like we're both participating in a collegiate lecture on Super Mario Wonder
Yeah,
badges.
That's right. I feel like I could do that. Don't know the names of the badge categories. Action, boost, and expert. Those are the categories.
Yep.
All right. So I will start with the first badge here is the parachute cap. The description reads, while in midair, press R or shake the controller to open your hat and float slowly downward. Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Well, I was just going to ask, did you ever... I never used, like, the shake ability. I never did that. I played Wonder mostly in handheld mode, and so it never felt, comfortable to do it that way. I was always pushing R.
I mostly played Super Mario Brothers Wonder with my Super NES controller.
Oh, that's right.
The one that I got for Nintendo Switch Online. And that doesn't have a gyro in it, so I had to push R. It would not occur to me to shake the controller. Although, while we were playing this four-player at Connor's the other week, people were all playing with Joy-Cons, and so like you didn't have to. You could still push R, but it felt a little more natural to shake the thing. But really, only for like getting that little. I feel like it would be weird to apply it to the parachute cap.
When you were playing with Joy-Con, was it like each person was playing with a single Joy-Con?
Yeah.
And so were you using the like Joy-Con bumper thing that you can put on so the buttons are easier to?
Yes. Okay. I mean, the reason I brought my Switch over to Connor's was so we could play WarioWare Move It, which you have to play with Joy-Con. You can't play with other controllers. And they recommend the straps, but there are several of the poses where, like, you need the straps. Because, like, there's the one where you just, like, let one of the Joy-Con go and then use the IR sensor on the other Joy-Con to, like, read how many fingers you're holding up. So, like,
oh, funny.
You need to have a place to put that Joy-Con. But on the subject of the parachute cap, this is, you know, the functionally it just lets you, like, kind of fall slower. But there's it's like the least useful part of, like, the raccoon tail. Right?
Yeah, I agree. It wasn't one that I found myself going to very often.
Yeah. Yeah, well, especially because if you don't have any of these action badges equipped and you push R or shake the controller, you get just like another little second of hang time, right?
Right.
And you lose that with the parachute cap. So
I mean, generally speaking, I think probably maybe not all, but the action badges I think are like better than the boost badges.
Yeah,
in most cases.
Generally, I agree with that.
So I would probably put parachute cap, if we were doing tiers, and I can't imagine a reason why we wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I would put this in like B tier territory.
I go C, I think, C? For this. Like I think there are probably worse badges, but like, you know, we'll call them like D or F, you know, when we get to them.
Yeah, there's a couple in here that even in action badges that they're just so specific, and when they are like yes. needed or useful, I actually can't even think of a level that I used this that wasn't a you have to use the parachute cap here.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, or we're like, so I went back into Super Mario Brothers Wonder this evening to you know, play it and just like try out some badges in like contexts where I wasn't using them before. Like it was notable to me when I was having more fun with the badge, just because I was, you know, just because I was like, let's try this badge in this context.
Oh, uh-huh.
And the parachute cap does not provide for me any like extra fun that way.
Up next is the floating high jump, which mm-hmm. allows you to jump higher than usual and momentarily float.
It basically turns you into Luigi.
Yeah,
right?
this is the Luigi badge, and I love the floating high jump. Like I like when Luigi has it, and I used this one personally a ton. This was like my default setup when I went into a level was with the floating high jump. So for me personally, this is an A tier.
So I did not use this one very frequently, because like I didn't want to learn a different jump, right? Mm, like, because there's so many other times where you have to use the other badges that I was like, no. I want to keep the discipline of the original arc of the jump and not change it. I do think it's fun when you are doing it. My instinct would be to put it at B.
Okay, let's put it at B for now.
Okay.
And we'll have an opportunity to fight it out later.
Yeah. Next is the boosting spin jump. While in midair, press R or shake the controller to gain a little extra altitude. I used this all the time.
Oh, that's so interesting.
This was my standard because not only do you get like a little extra height, but it also gives you the option to sort of like correct, you know, sort of mid go. And I know this is a little bit going against the philosophy that I was just espousing of like sticking to the discipline of the normal Mario jump. But the boosting spin jump, like for me, felt like adding the Mario Galaxy like functionality of like shaking the controller and getting just like another little like assisted jump at the top of your existing jump.
Well, and to your point about like it, I feel like it's of the spirit of the rule that you were talking about where you're like, oh, I just want to have the neutral jump and just like be comfortable with that, because it is something like the floating high jump. It changes your default jump. It's not like you have to press R or anything to engage it.
Right.
Whereas
right,
the
right.
boosting spin jump, you do just jump like normal, and then you can choose to engage it when you want to with R.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really fascinating to me that that was your default setup.
It was my favorite. Yeah. I mean, so like, given my druthers, I give this one S tier. This is every single time for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I think we're gonna have to put it in B because we're putting floating because we're putting floating high jump in B. But I know this is gonna change. This is gonna change.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is I do think this is like an interesting exercise because how you use badges is so dependent on like how you wanted to play the game or like how you were comfortable or how you had fun with it. And so like what your like most used badges is so different from my most used badge, so it'll be really interesting to see how this all shakes out.
Okay, all right, this is the stuff's going crazy here already, Mark.
Up next is the crouching high jump, and this is like the
the wall climb jump.
Oh, the wall climb jump. Sorry, jump against a wall and then press R to jump straight up once.
Do you need to press R? Can you just like press the regular jump button? It makes, instead of the wall kick, you get like one immediate, like where instead of jumping away from the wall, you just sort of jump vertically from the wall.
And this is another one that I did not really use outside of outside of like the badge challenges that required you to use it.
Yeah. So I tried to use this one a little bit more, especially this evening, in contexts that didn't require me to use it. And I gotta say, I don't like it. Like, this is me, you know, Mario purist again, where I'm like, I like the purity of the regular wall kick. So I don't really care for the wall climb jump.
This is in that same vein, this is one where like, yeah, when I was equipping it to just mess around with it and see, you know, like, oh, does it open up areas for me easier and stuff? I just kept bumping up against the ingrained Mario,
yes,
you know, like wall jump ability that I couldn't really effectively use this because
yeah. It's the kind of thing that reminds me of like the wonky wall jump physics in Super Metroid.
Yes.
Where you're like, I just like, I have a hard time wrapping my brain around exactly what it wants me to do. I put this one in like C or D tier.
Yeah, let's tentatively put it, I don't know. I want to say C because I don't think it's actively bad or, well, maybe it is useless.
I mean, it's not useless, but I just don't like using it.
Mm-hmm. I will say the in the challenges that required you to use it, I thought that was like a fun challenge to like rewire your brain a little bit. I don't know. I want to say low C personally.
Okay. All right. I feel like this whole thing is going to get screwed up when I'm dreading the sort of like revisiting this when we look back at it and we're like, oh no, there's no like distinction between these things. Everything is B and C tier. All right. Next up is the crouching high jump. Where you crouch and charge up the power to jump higher than usual. So this is sort of the Super Mario Brothers 2 jump, crouching high jump, which I found to be fun to use, but often not necessary.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, and like kind of difficult to like deploy in a fun way.
Yeah. For me, the ideal combination is if you could do two badges and I'd get that floating high jump plus the crouching high jump.
Whoa.
So that way I could go full Super Mario Brothers 2 Luigi style on the game.
I'm saying you could just do the boosting spin jump and reach whatever you want.
I gave the walled climb jump a little grace, but I think I would put the crouching high jump at a D.
I feel it belongs at a D. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there are so few, like, I think about how the crouching high jump is used in Super Mario Brothers 2, that, like, there are times where, like, you simply cannot get to a platform unless you're doing that, and there's not really that kind of thing happening in Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Like, there's always a way to, like, get a little extra height, its utility is so much less.
Up next is the grappling vine. So while in midair, you can press R or shake the controller, and it launches a vine that can grab a wall. It's basically a grappling hook.
So this could have been the whole game, I think. Like, they could have built a whole game around Mario has a grappling vine.
They could have, yeah, they totally could have in like the Cappy sort of way.
Yeah. That like the whole thing is just built around you finding surfaces that you can grapple to.
What if Prince Florian was like the he was just a caterpillar that could extend really far and like grab onto things with his little hands?
Sure. Yeah, why not? He's cute. He could do it.
All that said, I personally did not use the grappling vine all that much, but I did like it. I think it's a really fun mechanic.
So that's a little bit where I stand too, in that like, I feel like they could have built the whole game around it, but they didn't, right? But I sort of think it's so fun and so good that like, it's still, I feel like it's an A. I feel like it's an A.
It doesn't make any sense, but I feel the same way.
Yeah, I think it's an A.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. These are all screwed up, Mark.
Okay.
All right, next up is the dolphin kick. When you're underwater, press R or shake the controller to unleash a brief burst of speed.
And here's the thing about the dolphin kick is that it does, in fact, improve the swimming, because without the dolphin kick, I really disliked the swimming in this game. But all it does is make the swimming normal, fine, like...
Yeah, I mean, it just, like, gives you a little boost when you... my real problem with the dolphin kick badge is that it seems like a way for them to try and recapture the, like, frog suit magic from Super Mario Bros. 3. But the frog suit is so much... It improves your swimming by so much that you can just, like, press up, down, left, or right to make Mario's swim in any of those directions. And it just, like... I feel like this doesn't do that. All it does is like make the normal like jump button push a little bit stronger, a little bit faster when you're in the water. I sort of resent the dolphin kick.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it vastly improves swimming in the game, but one, there's not that much swimming in the game. Mm-hmm. And two, the fact that it just makes the swimming in the game like fun instead of unfun is not really enough for me. So I would put dolphin kick like low D, maybe F tier.
I want to put it in the F tier.
Yeah.
Let's put it in the F tier.
So that brings us to the timed high jump. So this one, you time consecutive jumps just right to jump higher than usual. You'll even jump high on sand.
So this is a strange badge because it requires you to jump like the second you land. And so it's not quite the, at first when I got this thing, I was like, is this the same as like giving you the triple jump in like previous Mario games? But it's not. It could be on your second jump where you get that increase in height. And I don't know. I never really found an application for this thing.
Yeah, this one feels to me like it could have belonged in expert badges. And by that, I mean that like I imagine that there is somebody out there who, you know, has mastered the timed high jump and can do incredible platforming with it, but it just seemed like a dud to me.
I feel like if you got the boosting spin jump, you're going to do just as much amazing platforming. I don't know. This one feels like a D to me.
Or
C.
Okay, I would put it in D. Yeah, because I was leaning towards F. Like it's one that I was not very, I wasn't impressed with. Didn't think was very fun.
Okay, it goes in D then. Next up is the fast dash. Dash a little faster than usual. You'll walk a little faster too, even across sandy areas. I gotta say, I don't notice when this one is working.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
I say F. I'm never going to use this one.
Yep. Yeah, I'm totally good with that. Okay, so that's the last of the action badges. Wow, that's a quick death for Fast Dash. Nothing to say other than it stinks. Yeah. But no, what are you going to do?
Yeah, a bad badge is a bad badge.
So that is the last of the action badges. So we're now into the boost badges. And these are badges that... they don't affect Mario's movement or any of the other characters or the way that they play. It's more about like little bonuses within levels, ways to like collect more coins or Help find secret areas, stuff like that.
Little protections sometimes.
Yeah.
So we start with the coin reward, which you earn coins for defeating enemies.
All right, I'm just going to come out and say it. I think a lot of these are duds. They're fine. I guess I can understand kind of why they exist, but this is one where I'm like, all right, this is the new Super Mario Brothers 2 of badges. You're like, collecting coins isn't that fun. Why would I want to do more of it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of all the coin stuff is sort of like prefaced on like, who cares about collecting coins?
Especially, I feel like in this game, because they, the Poplins at the Poplin stores, they will sell lives. And yes. So, you know, so like when I needed lives, like when I was trying to do the final level and all that kind of stuff, I wasn't worried about collecting more coins. I was just spending the coins that I had to buy things from the Poplin shop.
Right. And the only coins that you can spend in the Poplin shop are the flower coins. And the coin reward badge doesn't get you any more flower coins.
Yeah. So I don't, this one did nothing for me.
All right. You want to put it in the F category?
Do I hate it as much as Dolphin Kick and Fast Dash? Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Up next is Safety Bounce. So bounce back out of pits, lava, or poison swaps just one time per fall.
Yeah, so it saves you from a falling death. I never used this one. Did you?
I didn't either, but this is one that I want to give a theoretical C, because I can, you know, there are characters in the game, like Nabbit, where you basically, it's for very beginner players who, you know, you don't want to worry about them dying or very easily or that sort of thing. And so they're basically impervious to like falling. I feel like Safety Bounce is a good, again, theoretically, I haven't tested this, but like a good middle ground. Like you have a cousin or niece or nephew or, you know, like child who is, you know, like kind of like in between. Yeah. And so you want them to be able to play without like falling into pits all the time when you're playing in multiplayer, but they don't necessarily need the kid gloves of some of the other characters. And so I think this is a smart addition, even though I didn't personally use it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll agree with that, that, you know, one of the ways in which, like, Mario remains a sort of, like, unforgiving game is that, like, there's this tradition of, like, insta-death spikes or insta-death pits or whatever, and just having, like, one little workaround here where it's like, oh, it becomes so much more approachable if you can mess up once per pit, you know? So I'll agree that it gets a theoretical C from me. Next up is the coin magnet, which pull in nearby coins and flower coins. So instead of having to like actually run into all the coins and flower coins, you can just be near them. I gotta say, even though we were just like ragging on, it's not fun to collect coins, it is fun to collect flower coins.
Yes. No, I feel the same way. So that is what would lift this for me from an F tier to like a D tier is,
I think it's C.
You think
I
it's
think
C?
I think it's like, and there's, you know, I think it's always fun to be like running, you know, so fast through a level and just like jumping in the direction of some coins and they just start following you. That's great.
And they have so, like you said, flower coins have so much more utility because those are what you use in Poplin stores and all that kind of stuff. Okay, yeah, let's put it in C.
All right, the coin magnet goes in C. I could even see arguing it up to a B, but the fact that you wanted to put it at D up from F, I feel like C is probably its ceiling.
Although I think we could leave it in C for now. I can definitely see the argument, like you're saying, the fun of just like running through a level and having all the coins kind of come to you is a fun little twist on the Mario formula. And with Mario, why would you discount fun? But we'll come back to it. It could sneak up for sure. The next one is one that I used quite frequently was the auto super mushroom, which allows you to start a course with a super mushroom power up. So with this equipped, you go into a level and you're automatically go from like little Mario to Super Mario. And then the next like, and you get this fairly early in the game because there's other boost badges that basically guarantee you a specific power up. But this one I found useful because it's like, okay, I know that there's a secret here, but I have to be an elephant. And I know that if I'm Super Mario, then this box will get me like an elephant and I'll be good to go. And so I like this one. This would be a B for me.
Yeah. I mean, I almost want to call it an A. Just because like there's something so fundamental about just start the level big. I just want to start all the levels big, you know? Like if I just had the option in a Mario games of like, do you want to start all these levels big or small? I would say big. Small can be a punishment for me. That's not how I want to start, you know?
Well, right. And I do like that with badges. You do have those options where it's like, yeah, I want to start every level. I'm willing to forego the floating high jump. I'm willing to forego, you know, the grappling vine because that's what I want out of this level. That is a cool level of customizability.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's just
customization.
Yeah, there we go. B, is that what we decided on or A?
I mean, I said A, but you said B. So where do you want to put it?
We have one A so far, so let's put it there just so the grappling vine isn't lonely.
Okay. And then the next up is the rhythm jump. You earn coins by timing a jump by jumping in time with the beat. This is a weird badge, because it, you know, obviously the functionality changes with the, music in the level. I was playing in one of them and the jump was on the fourth beat of the measure, which like it has visual cues. So you can see when it wants you to jump in order to get coins. But like how weird that like, you want me to jump on beat four? Like I didn't understand why it wanted me to jump at that time. And like, it can be a fun little like challenge to impose on yourself. And that way it's almost more of like an expert badge. But like, I don't know, like functionally in terms of like the gameplay, I don't know why you would ever put this one on.
Yeah, I feel about this one the same way that I feel about the timed high jump, where, like you said, I feel like it could be an expert badge, and I can imagine a scenario where I'm watching a streamer play with the rhythm jump on, and it's like really
you
cool.
You can't miss any of the rhythm jumps.
Exactly, yeah. Like in GDQ in a couple of years, watching like a... Right. All rhythm jump run or something like that. You know what I mean? And being and like you said, can't miss. Like that would be really cool. But for myself playing it, I didn't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And like there are already a bunch of like timed jump like to the music levels in the game. And those are so compelling and like some of the most like I don't know, just exciting and fun things in the game. Like that special level that uses jump, jump, jump is like just one of my favorite things that the game offers. But the rhythm jump badge just like does not approximate those joys at all.
So do you think we have the timed high jump in D tier. Do you think that that's where this goes? Do you think this is?
Okay. I think it's D tier. I don't think it's an F. We've been kind of like judicious with the F. There's three of them on here already. We're only halfway through.
I know. Well, the next one is add exclamation blocks.
Yes.
So these are like special blocks that get added to the course. And sometimes they're extra platforms. Sometimes, you know, they're item boxes that otherwise wouldn't be there. Sometimes they make accessing special areas easier because they'll have like a vine in them or something like that. Or a beanstalk.
They're basically hitting the P switch, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. From Super Mario World. I put this in B tier. I did not use these very often. But as just like another way to like add some accessibility to some of the levels and like explore more areas of them more easily. I think it's a cool option.
Yeah, I think so too. I also think that it's cool how it transforms the levels. Like when you put it on, it's interesting to see what is there and how, like, you know, like, oh, it's like, oh, if I wore this all the time, I could see how it would be useful.
Yeah. Well, and that means that they went through every level and added extra blocks to every level.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
Next up is the sensor badge. Detect significant items nearby, such as wonder flowers and 10 flower coins. This is the kind of perfect thing that you want for a exploration-based Mario game, just to have, like, one little ding as you're exploring a level, being like, where is that last 10 flower coin? This is an A or S for me.
I completely agree. I use this a lot when I was trying to 100% it and trying to find secret exits and, like you said, those last, yep, like, 10 flower coins, like those sorts of things. So yeah, we don't have any S tiers yet, but
it's just because we haven't gone back to reevaluate the boosting spin jump
it's
badge.
True. It's true. We still we have a few in B that are just there because we didn't know what else to do with it at the beginning. do you think that this is A tier, like, or because, you know, I think in the beginning we are tempering things a little bit, like grappling vine is in A, the auto super mushroom is in A, and some of those could be arguments for S. Is this our first true S tier?
Yeah, I think that this is the first true S tier. Because, like, I feel like auto super mushroom is correcting a deficiency that the game doesn't, you know, automatically have, and the grappling vine, would be an S tier if only the game was more built around the grappling hook mechanic. But there's just not too much of it. Doesn't ask you to use it very much, I guess.
We have a, like, little clump of badges here, and I don't think that they necessarily are all in the same tier. Maybe they end up being, but here, like, these next four badges are all about giving you a specific power up. So the first one,
it's kind of about giving you a specific power up. It changes all power ups that you collect into one power up, right? So
right.
It starts with the all bubble power. So no matter what power up you collect, you turn into Bubble Mario, Bubble Toad, whatever. And so there's one for Bubble, there's one for Drill, there's one for Elephant, and one for Fire. So generally, I don't care for these badges, because, like, if I need to use a power-up in an individual level, the game is going to provide it for me, and I would be better served to get that power-up by just having the Auto Super Mushroom badge on. Because I know I'm going to encounter the power-up that I need in the level itself. So, I don't know. I'm not excited about any of these.
Yeah, I think that you... there. I think in order to complete a level, the game will give you what you need. But there are a couple of times where, like...
Yeah, this is true.
To access secret areas, you have to be elephant form, and the level doesn't necessarily have elephant form. It's not very often. But there are times where it happened. I feel like, I mean, I generally agree with you. I kind of feel like this is a mini ranking within the badge rankings about our favorite power-ups. Because for me, look, all the badges might be in the same tier. But for me, the bubble power would be probably the lowest of the four.
See, I like that bubble power. I agree with the premise of what you're saying right now, that we should probably either put these all in the same tier that they share with something else, or, Mark, we could employ a pocket dimension here.
So do maybe like a collapsible pocket dimension,
yeah,
where we will do a ranking within it.
Yes.
But then the badges themselves will be slotted in as a singular entity.
Right, and but they will have a position on the overall ranking. The pocket dimension itself will have a position on the overall ranking, and then within that, they'll be ranked.
Yes, I see what you're saying. Okay, sure, yeah, let's do that.
So those are all getting pocket dimension tier, which I am representing here with the letter P.
Which brings us then into expert badges.
Now, these are tricky things because they are transformative. They make the game very different and usually much, much harder and like sometimes way more fun, sometimes way less fun. And it can be level sensitive. It's like totally context sensitive, at least on the first three of these, where like I feel like I could make the argument for A or F tier for the next three of these.
No, yeah, I completely agree. And I think the one that, well, I guess let's run through them.
Yeah, let's do
one
at a time.
And then we can figure it out. So the first one is Jet Run, which it forces you. I was going to say lets you, but it really, it forces you to dash continuously at incredible speed. If you run off an edge, you'll also have a short window where you can jump in midair. And this is a cool mechanic.
Yes. And Mario always has this. A lot of video games do. It's called, it's referred to in the industry as coyote time. The amount of time that you can be off the edge of a cliff and still either like turn around or jump or whatever. But the coyote time with the Jet Run is so long. And it's really fun and funny to use it. Like, it feels good.
And that's kind of how I feel about Jet Run in general. Like, yes. I didn't equip it in normal levels, but when I needed to use it in like special badge levels, I had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. Well, and like, frankly, I think it would be, you know, we mentioned that like a speed run where you have to do like rhythm jump and miss none of the jumps would be fun. I think a speed run where you have to use the Jet Run badge the whole time would also be incredible fun.
I completely agree. I think the running off an edge and having that additional jump.
Yeah.
One thing I liked so much about it is I had fun figuring out the timing.
Yes.
And in some of the levels, they key you in because they'll put a coin where you make that jump. And so if you make it on the first try, you're good to go. There's also like a little bit of a sound effect. Yeah. Mario's like voice change when you should hit it. And I just think all of those things make it, for me, probably like the most fun expert badge. I kind of want to put it in A tier.
I also want to put it in A tier. Okay. I totally agree with that. Next up, Mark, the divisive spring feet, perpetually hop along. You can also jump higher than usual. So this is very much like the spring mushroom power-up badge from Super Mario Galaxy 2. Maybe it's the first one. I forget which Mario Galaxy had this spring mushroom. I have heard many people complain about this badge. They don't like it. It's hard to control. Mario is always kind of just like hippity hoppiting. So it limits your ability to really like get a handle on your character. But like, there's something like frenetic and like, I don't know, the momentum of the spring feet badge I find to be genuinely fun. I would probably put this in the B tier, but I'm interested to see what your experience with the spring feet badge is like.
So I think I'm soured on the spring feet badge a little bit because I found it really difficult to get past the spring feet badge area in the final level. But I, in a way that like I felt rewarded for doing it, not in a, because some of those in that final level I just found like not fun or kind of annoying after you're doing it like a million times. And spring feet was, don't get me wrong,
Mark, we are not talking about the invisibility badge just yet.
And like, don't get me wrong, spring feet was like, I was stressed out every time I got there because I never got the timing right exactly. Yeah. But so how I finally beat it is at the very end of that stretch. There are, you know, the fire, I don't know what you would call them, like the bars of fire that are going in circles. And what I ended up having to do is it kind of like tricks you because the timing is really difficult to get right. And you think that, oh, with like spring feet, I need to, it's about like the timing of the springs. But for me, at least in the end, it wasn't really. It was about doing that and then getting that extra R jump and landing and then springing, you know, like that sort of thing. But when I got it, it was so rewarding in a way that I felt accomplished, and I wasn't just like, I felt fulfilled.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Where I wasn't like annoyed. I was like, okay, I actually accomplished something. So I would give it a B.
Yeah. All right, cool. Then we're in agreement. It can go in the B category. I feel like both the Jet Run and Spring Feet badges, kind of in the same vein as the Grappling Vine, where I'm like, if they just did a whole series of worlds that were just about utilizing those badges, and like really crafting the challenges around them, that it would be a ton of fun.
I'm with you with Jet Run. I'm not with you on Spring Feet.
All right. Next up is the Invisibility Badge. Disappear from sight, making it impossible for enemies to spot you. This is the final badge that you have to use in the final badge test, whatever it is, test badge challenge. And it is that is the section of that level that almost broke me.
This is one that I think truly exists only to be an expert badge.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't like this badge, and there are so many like workarounds. Like, you can keep like spamming the emote button, right? Like X, to like kind of see where your character is, right? Or like you can throw down one of the standees if you're standing on the ground. So like you can always do some kind of like workarounds to figure out your location. But I feel like that's just, I don't like that there are like, there are ways to make the badge less bad. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Yeah. I really hate the invisibility badge.
I also feel differently about this one than about some of the other ones that we have been saying this would be cool to see a speedrun of. I think it would be really impressive to see a speedrun of invisibility, but I don't know that it would be fun to watch.
Right. Well, because you couldn't see the character.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know.
I don't really know either. D tier?
I mean, what keeps it out of F, frankly?
I guess just because I want to see somebody complete the game with, you know, using the invisibility badge for the entire thing.
Okay, or, I can understand that logic, that it's like an aspirational D.
Right, yeah, that's right, that's right.
That's pretty damning, I think.
Okay, so we're at the final badge now. This is the one that I have not earned because I was not able to complete the final challenge. Someday I will get there. That is a personal goal of mine. Wow. But I'm not there yet. So I had to look up and watch some video of the sound off badge with that little question mark there. The description is just, hear strange voices.
Yes. And what it does, I have earned this badge, and I was playing with it tonight when Sarah was sitting on the couch, and she said, is Yoshi making those sounds himself? Because what it does is it replaces all the sound effects, not all the sound effects, but a lot of them, with like the voice actors making the sounds. So like instead of collecting a coin, there's like a little bloom. Like, so with someone's voice doing that, when you go down a pipe, there's like, there's a voice going like, loo, 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 loo. It is a bizarre experience. And at first I was like, is this all of the characters, that are like acting out these little lines? And it's not. Like, I was playing as Daisy, and it's still like the Mario actor voice. But I do think the Yoshi voice clips are different, but it was hard for me to tell exactly.
That's interesting.
It's weird.
I couldn't tell from the video that I was watching that it was like the Mario voice actor doing the sound effects.
I think it is, but like I guess, you know, what do I know? It very well could not be.
No, I'm not doubting you. I just didn't like clock it. So that adds an extra layer of intrigue to it, I feel like.
Sure. And there's another thing that happens is that, you know, at the beginning of the levels, as you like select them, Mario sings the beginning of the athletic theme. So like you hear the Mario voice going, hmm.
Well, that's kind of funny,
which is charming. Yeah.
I honestly am kind of indifferent on this one. I feel like it could be You could tell me S and I'd be like, yeah, I believe it.
I no, I this there's no way this is S. It's just silliness, right? So I mean, if S stands for silliness, and so far it doesn't.
It stands for sensor so far.
I guess it could stand for sensor and sound off.
Well, I just think I didn't enunciate very well because what I said was you could tell me F and I would believe it.
F. I see. Yeah, no, I mean, it's not, the thing is, it's not bad. It doesn't make your experience worse, although it kind of does. I don't know, D or C, I think, for this.
Yeah, let's say C. It feels really middle of the road, kind of like milk toast. We don't have a strong take on it.
Okay, so now we have sorted everything into tiers, although I don't necessarily think that all these tiers are going to stick. But where would you like to start here, Mark? Do you want to start by sorting this pocket dimension, or do we want to deal with these Fs first?
Yeah, let's start at the bottom. Let's start at the Fs, and then, actually, no, maybe we do need to sort the pocket dimension, and then we need to figure out where the pocket dimension falls.
Well, I think we will know where the pocket dimension, because the pocket dimension, I think, is going to fall somewhere in the D and F category.
Okay.
Do you think it'll be higher?
Let's see what's in. I think it'll be higher than F.
Okay, but it probably somewhere within the D's, right?
Yeah, that's probably right.
So once we sort the D's, once we get the D's sorted out, then we'll go back, sort the pocket dimension, and find its home within the D tier.
Okay, so let's start with these F's then, which is the dolphin kick, the fast dash, and the coin reward. I have a take, and okay. That is that I would probably put fast dash at the lowest, and I would put, then I would, right above that, I would put dolphin kick, and I would put, well, this is what I was going to say,
hard.
But I'm
it's
already
hard.
Doubting it.
Yeah.
Fast dash at the bottom, dolphin kick next, and then coin reward at the top of the Fs. And the reasoning that I went into that with was coins are at least a inherent part of Mario. And so showing it like a little bit of respect on its name.
yeah, I mean, it's tough. I see you wanting to put fast dash at the very bottom. And I guess I don't have an argument against that. For whatever reason, it felt mean to a badge that like, yeah, it lets you run a little faster.
But we said we didn't even notice.
Yeah, it's like imperceptible. I mean, you're right. Okay, fast dash can go at the bottom, and then dolphin kick just above that, with the coin reward at the top of the F tier.
And I'm good with that. I will, just to kind of explain why I was, as I was saying it, I was like, maybe I don't believe this, is that the dolphin kick makes swimming more fun, whereas I don't really think coin reward made the game more fun in any way. So that would be the only reason I would put like dolphin kick above.
See, and the thing is, I don't even know if I think the dolphin kick does make swimming more fun. I think it's just like required to get through some of the areas where the game makes you go faster, you know? So it's like, you're going to need this special power for this very specific area we've constructed that we only constructed because you need this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a real chicken and egg thing.
And there's so many times that you can wear, like you could wear the dolphin kick in normal levels. But there is literally no point.
Yes. I will say one place where the dolphin kick can be sort of fun is in those levels where you can like swim up the like rain from the clouds.
Yeah. That is a good point.
That can be useful.
I never used it there, but theoretically, I do see how that could be very useful. I never thought to use it there.
All right. Let us now address the D tier. Which we currently have four badges in, the crouching high jump, the timed high jump, the rhythm jump, and invisibility. I want to keep invisibility at the bottom of this, I think.
I know that literally 5 minutes ago I was like, let's put invisibility in D tier, but I think it should go below...
Coin reward?
I think so, yeah.
But above dolphin kick?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I'll take the coin. Here's the thing. I'm never going to opt into the invisibility badge.
Yeah, totally. Okay. So next, then right above that, we have the rhythm jump.
Well, rhythm jump, timed jump, timed high jump, and crouching high jump are all kind of next.
Oh, you're right. We haven't ranked these yet.
Right. So do.
I like the crouching high jump probably the best of the D tier because of the association with Super Mario Brothers 2.
See, there's something wacky about the rhythm jump that I want it to be at the top of the D tier. Because it is like truly without function, right? Because you get rewarded with a little coin, but like if you want to give yourself a little mini rhythm game within Super Mario Brothers Wonder, you can do that with the rhythm jump.
I just want to check real quick where you earn the rhythm jump, and it is earned by
you probably just buy it, right?
I can't remember if it's given to that. What I wanted to check is it given to you after you do the ninja, like rhythm challenge?
Oh yeah.
Because I love that level, and so let me just okay. Received after from clearing ninja jump party, and yes, so that does boost it a little bit for me because I love ninja jump party. I thought that level was so fun. I thought the little ninjas like shaking their hips were so cute.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
So yeah, so that one higher then?
Yeah,
at the top of the list.
I think at the top of the tier for me.
Okay.
And then I still like I think you've got affection for the crouching high jump, so we can put that ahead of the timed high jump.
Okay. But and then coin reward, still feeling good about where that one's at.
Yeah, I don't think it's better than the timed high jump.
Okay. So that brings us to the C tier, which includes sound off, where you hear strange voices, the coin magnet, and the safety bounce, and then the wall climb jump and the parachute cap.
Yeah.
A beefy
category. We've got 5 entries. We got to sort it. Feel like coin magnet is probably at the bottom of this tier for me.
Okay. I don't really agree. I was swayed by, because we were debating, I think, whether coin magnet should go in C or B, and I was swayed by your argument that
it's fun.
Coin magnet is fun. It's
okay,
a fun way
right.
to like run through levels but still collect coin.
All right, well then I withdraw my, let's put the safety bounce at the bottom of this though.
I would probably, I would argue for the wall climb jump being at the bottom of it.
Oh boy, I think we are just at an impasse on this one.
Or the parachute cap?
No, I think the parachute cap is at least like kind of interesting.
Ooh, searching for common ground. Okay, so we're saying the safety bounce is lower than sound off.
Yes. And that's me prizing weirdness over accessibility, for sure.
Okay. And I, you know, have limited experience with sound off, so I trust your judgment.
I think we just moved the wrong part in our list, but that's okay. Right. So safety bounce at the bottom of the C tier.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, again, I'm going to say, because I'm more familiar with it, I'm going to put parachute cap above sound off. I don't really get sound off. I don't understand why it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly confusing. But yeah, I'll agree that sound off is probably the next from the bottom. So we can put that just above the safety bounce.
And then, yeah, I maybe would do parachute cap right above sound off.
Mm-hmm.
And then coin magnet and wall climb jump, I didn't really use either of them that much, but I did like the wall climb jump levels, like in that final level.
Mm-hmm.
When you do the wall climb jump section,
that
was fun.
Yeah, I agree with that. So the C tier looks like safety bounce at the bottom, then sound off, then parachute cap, then coin magnet, then wall climb jump.
Which brings us into the B tier, which is floating high jump, boosting spin jump, our two favorites, the add exclamation blocks, and spring feet.
So I think spring feet stays at the bottom of this one, right? But then let's talk about our two favorites. Let's talk about the floating high jump and the boosting spin jump. I think we just love them too much to keep them in the B tier. Although at this point, I think they're at the top of the B tier anyway.
Right. Do you know what we didn't do?
What's that?
We didn't, and maybe this is just putting off that discussion a little bit. We never did the pocket dimension when we were.
Let's
in the
do the
C
pocket
tier.
Dimension.
All right, so the pocket dimension consists of the all bubble power, all drill power, all elephant power, and all fire power badges.
Right. I like the bubble power up. So I know you don't. But
I hate it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Sure.
I think I like it more than drill.
I definitely like it more than drill. I think I like it more than elephant. And
interesting.
And fire, frankly. I think the bubble power up is my favorite one in the game. But okay, so it sounds like common ground, right? Drill power up, maybe the bottom.
I think the only argument, and it's not a strong argument, for drill power is that it's at least new, whereas fire power is an oldie, but
right.
There's a reason why it sticks around. Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, thank you for completing that like phrasing that I was clearly setting up and did not follow through on. So
All right. Do we want to put the drill above fire, like, because just out of novelty? I'm fine with that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So firepower is the bottom of the pocket dimension. Drill power is above that, and then we have to decide whether we put bubble power or elephant power at the top. I'll concede elephant at the top, I think.
Okay, and I don't feel that strongly about it. I'm just interested in, what you liked so much about the bubble power-up.
I like the bubble power-up because it is, first of all, I like when I'm moving real fast and getting those, extra platforms from the bubbles that I'm throwing. But I also find it to be an effective killer of enemies, especially enemies that you can't kill with, like those little like sparky guys that like you can't get those with like firepower or an elephant trunk. I just think it's an effective Mario style power up. I like it a lot.
It does have a lot of utility. I really like the sound effects, how everything changes when you're using like
That's
elephant
true.
Power. But really, I could see the argument for it either way. I'm fine with elephant being on top. I will go as far as to say I'm happy with elephant being on top. But, so where do we want to put this pocket dimension then?
Okay.
It's definitely above, maybe not definitely. I was going to say above sound off, but.
Yeah, so, boy. I mean, that's higher than I expected the pocket dimension to land, frankly.
Well, how about this? Below rhythm jump, but above crouching high jump.
Below, so that puts it below safety bounce, below rhythm jump. Yeah, I think that's right.
All right. Okay, so now we turn our attention to floating high jump and boosting spin jump. Our personal most used badges.
Yes, when we originally got to boosting spin jump, my impulse was to give it the S tier.
I think, I mean, honestly, where I'm leaning is the only fair way to deal with this, maybe to just
cut
leave it
the baby
in
half.
Yeah, cut the baby in half. Let's make our own lists. I think we maybe just leave them in high B territory, and we can put boosting spin jump ahead of floating high jump, but we don't push them so far as A and S tier.
That's fine, but I'm just going to change their tier levels to B+.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
And we're saying the boosting spin jump above the floating high jump.
Yeah. And I think this is a good argument for just like everybody. I think everybody's top rankings could be so different depending on how you played the game.
Yep, I absolutely agree. Okay, let's address the A tier, which right now consists of the Grapple Vine, the Auto Super Mushroom, and the Jet Run. I probably like them in the opposite of that order.
I was going to say the same exact thing. So Auto Super Mushroom stays where it is, Jet Run goes down, and Grappling Vine makes its way up to the top of the A tier.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So Jet Run is at the bottom of the A tier. The Auto Super Mushroom is the middle of the A tier, and the Grapple Vine is the top of the A tier.
And here's where I think we need to be a little bit. I would put Jet Run below both Boosting Spin Jump and Floating High Jump.
Hey, I will agree with you on that.
Okay, there we go. And so Sensor is in the S tier.
Yes.
Unchallenged.
Right. Uncontested.
Does this feel right to you?
I think that's right. It kind of does. I mean, like, I get that there's like something transgressive about that, in that like all the rest of these are about how the characters move or like collect things in the world. But like Sensor is like the only one that speaks to the exploration of the game. And Super Mario Brothers Wonder does such a good job of like having things to find and having worthwhile things to find. And I'm just so grateful that there is a Sensor badge that helps you do that.
Yeah, I agree. It does, on the one hand, like feel kind. I was immediately kind of like, oh, is that a weird number one? But I think you're right. I think it does speak to the spirit of the game, and I used the heck out of it.
Yep. Okay. So now that the pocket dimension is in place, do we want to? Well, so does it represent just one slot, or is it just all the way up from the bottom? Is this a list of 24 or of 21, I guess,
I think it's a list of 21 with one of them expanding. You can click a little chevron, and it would open up to show the pocket dimension, yeah.
Okay, well then, do we want to talk our way up from the bottom, and then we can address if we have any like issues or questions?
Sounds good. So at number 21, the Fast Dash badge.
Number 20, the Dolphin Kick.
Number 19, Invisibility.
Number 18, Coin Reward.
Number 17, Timed High Jump.
Number 16, the Crouching High Jump.
Number 15, the All Elephant Power, as like the representative of the pocket dimension. And within that pocket dimension, you have Bubble Power, All Drill Power, and All Fire Power.
Right, and that's the all power dimension.
Yes, yep.
Okay, and that was 15? Sorry, wait, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Okay, yeah, great. So coming in at number 14 is the Rhythm Jump.
At number 13, Safety Bounce.
Number 12, Sound Off.
Number 11, Parachute Cap.
Number 10, Coin Magnet.
Number 9, Wall Climb Jump.
Number 8, Spring Feet.
Number 7, Add Exclamation Blocks.
Number 6, Jet Run.
Number 5, the Floating High Jump.
Number 4, the Boosting Spin Jump.
Number 3, the Auto Super Mushroom.
Number 2, the Grappling Vine.
And at number 1, the Sensor.
Yeah, this feels right to me. Are you happy with that list, Mark?
Yeah, I feel good, but I would be super interested to hear from listeners.
Absolutely.
And what their personal rankings would be as well.
Yep. All right, Mark, let's close this out. All right, that is going to do it for this episode of Nintendo Cartridge Society. If you have your own rankings or your own takes on these badges, get in the Discord or email us at nintendocartridgesociety@gmail.com and get in this conversation. Thank you so much to our 16-bit patrons, Connor McCabe, Patrice Millette, David Henley, and Alias X. Join the Discord. Like I said before, all you gotta do is email us for an invitation. Anthony DeLuca made our logo. Our theme music is provided by 8BitBetty. You can get more of his music by going to 8BitBetty.com. or by listening right now. For my co-host, Mark Mitchell, this is Patrick Ehlers saying thank you for listening.